Two Drunks in a Podcast.
It's 97, dude.
97!
This is our ghostly haunting episode. The ghost of Jim Beam Hill.
Yes.
Which we don't have Jim Beam tonight, but it can still be the ghost of Jim Beam Hill.
Touché.
Doesn't matter. So we've moved on to our second of the Magic Hat Night of the Living Dead ales. It is called number 9. A not quite pale ale.
Okay.
Let's try it.
Better?
Better.
Not good, but
it's
better.
It's much better.
A little less dry than the other one.
It's much better.
Still kind of shitty.
I kind of think it's going to be the best one, though, because the only other one we have left is Circus Boy, which is a German beer,
Ooh. And
the Mystery Beer.
I think they're all going to suck ass.
But the box makes up for it.
Exactly.
Completely. It's worth owning because of the box.
Precisely.
The box
I agree.
Is great. So, welcome to the second of the Halloween episodes,
yes,
for October.
Episode 97, now that I know it's 97 instead of 96.
We have everything haunted coming your way. We've got some talk of actual hauntings,
right.
Spirit walks, haunted attractions, and then, of course, our own personal accounts.
Sweet.
With the paranormal.
Okay.
Don't act like you didn't know that you had paranormal experiences, ladies.
Oh, no. I know I had paranormal experiences. I just did not know that this was the episode that we were doing them, because I do not have the...
You don't have the master list.
I just have the master list.
I'm going to have to ship that to you the week beforehand. But I did tell you this week which ones we were doing, right? You knew which ones we were doing.
No.
Check your messages from now on.
Because I checked
the beginning
my
of the week.
No, wait. I checked my message. You did not mention it. But.
Two episodes. One should have told you everything that was going on.
You know, that one that should have told me everything's going on.
Wasn't
that
on
didn't
there.
Work on, didn't work out on that DVD that I did not come back to record.
Yeah. Wasn't on there.
Yeah, I'll be. It will be on the episode that I will be getting tonight.
Yeah, but that won't be worth a shit because you guys can just
everything.
Check out our Halloween ones. But definitely, because that was like the last one we did right before Halloween.
Precisely.
Episodes. And Dusty, if you haven't figured it out yet, we're doing episodes all the way up to Halloween, buddy.
Yeah.
I don't know where you got off thinking that we weren't doing any episodes till then, but we're definitely doing them.
But then again, I'm not really surprised because I am kind of sparse with the episodes.
Yes, he is. And you know what? Obviously, we're going to be a little more time considerate this month because
definitely. We
got to get these guys up and going. But other than that, if you guys just email us and say, hey, where the fuck's the new episode? You'll see it. It'll
we'll
pop
do
up.
Something.
As soon as you say
I may actually drive 1.5 miles over to Brian's house to actually get the episode so we can have it.
That's what I'm saying. If you say something, Lucas will make sure it gets up.
Yeah, something will happen.
Okay, I mean, he's going
if
to get
not,
it up.
If not, I may actually just take a picture of my ass and put it up for you.
Yeah, so be
Though
careful.
That will be horrific enough for everybody in October.
I don't think anyone's going to ask now because of that, because
well,
of what you've just said.
You know.
So, what's going on, Lucas? Follow up from last episode before we get into
well,
our
Well, last
haunted
episode, house. This is the sequel of the last episode.
This is a sequel of the sequel.
Exactly.
It's not a remake. It's a requel.
Yes.
We were able to coin a new term. Hopefully you guys were able to check out some of them.
And here's my question, Brad.
Yes.
Holy shit!
Don't get too excited. It's probably a fake message.
One can only hope, because I haven't seen anything pop up here recently.
Yeah, you know what? Before we go into the Halloween stuff, on a serious note, you motherfuckers better start writing us.
Yeah,
we have not
the
had a
fuck, man.
We haven't had a message since September 13th. We have one now that, oh my God.
The bet.
The bet from Dusty. So before we go into Halloween, obviously we know
we'll
this is an Halloween.
Dusty's.
We're going to read Dusty's email that was just sent to us. Actually,
that kind of worries me, too.
What?
That took him that goddamn long to find out we had new episodes?
I did post the thing today. Did you not see that?
I did not.
I'm going to show you that so you can see.
Okay.
So we'll talk about
but
that.
But still, that's ridiculous.
Hey, here we go. A segment that we haven't got fully produced just yet, but news of the weird.
Okay.
Every time we find something cool Halloween news, we're going to report on it. So here's a couple quick ones real fast.
Okay.
Six people now dead. Not all at once, but in the past year, have now died from these amoebas in warm waters, like down in Phoenix, Florida,
right,
places like that, that get in your body and eat your brain until you die. What the fuck? Is that not a horror movie or what? How about this one? Dude in North Carolina, 3 years ago, in a plane wreck, loses his fucking leg, right?
Right.
So he keeps his leg. He hides it away in some old fucking barbecue in his house because he wants to be buried or cremated with his leg. So he's cremated whole or buried whole when he dies, you know? Reasonable, has his leg involved.
It is reasonable.
Well, you know, the guy couldn't keep up the rent, so all of his shit got auctioned off. Well, someone bought the grill. Looked inside, realized there's a fucking leg in there. Calls the cops.
I heard that.
Yeah.
One.
Called that the cops. Said, "Hey,
show which we do not speak."
Yep. Hey, come pick this fucking leg up. I don't want it anymore. Then all of a sudden they're like, "Wait a minute, Halloween's coming. I bet I can make people pay to see this fucking severed leg in a barbecue." So this giant fucking court case went down to get his leg back. The dude's like, "Please, come on, I want a leg." And the other guy actually went on a comical end and was like, "He has no leg to stand on. He will not get his leg back." I'm not kidding you. This is what this fucker said. So
I don't blame him. I mean, possession is nine-tenths of the law.
He got his leg back, though. Because the guy called the cops at first and said, "Hey, come get this. I don't want this here."
Yeah, because he didn't realize it. Yeah,
he didn't realize he had a cash cow. A real fucking leg in a barbecue. I'd pay $3 to see that shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you fucked up. You lost out. One more news of the weird I had, and I forgot it. No, yeah, three, count them, three.
I'm counting.
Different funeral home morticians were caught.
Fucking their dead?
No, removing organs and body parts in very unsanitary methods.
Okay.
And selling them to other doctors who were putting them on other people.
Ooh.
So you might have a nutsack that's been sitting on the floor in the corner collecting dust. Sorry.
Wow.
Yeah, fucked up. So hopefully we'll have some more news of the weird as the month continues. But man, what a way to start off. We had three real fucked up news stories.
Yeah.
Even though none of them will ever compare to the one Real Horror had one time about the dead lady that they kept in the house.
Yeah,
because they thought she was going to wake up or something.
Yeah.
Best story they fucking had on there.
Okay, we'll go paragraph full of Dusty's emails.
Yep.
What the fuck are you thinking? We will have to come up with a bet that makes some sense, as I am sorry, but I do not have the gay abilities that I would need to fulfill my part of the bet. I'm not CBS, after all.
Whoa, hold on one second here. Hey, man, with big tattoos like you and big army man, you should be secure in your sexuality.
Exactly.
To take the bet.
Especially
when we had
William on here occasionally.
Hey, would you...
And to actually make him...
Hey, let me ask you a question.
...drink until he pukes, I think just being gay on a phone call... Hell, I'll do it if you want. Dusty, give me your number. I'll leave you a voicemail.
That's what I was going to ask you. Okay, let me ask you.
Yes.
This. You would take his end of the bet.
Yeah, I would say I would leave him a message, even paying the overcharged price to call to Germany.
No. You don't have to call.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm saying, would you take him
if we switched it.
If you switched it, you'd have to call William. Would you call William and leave him some gay shit on his message?
Yeah.
Take the bet, Dusty. That's the only bet you're getting.
I mean,
offered.
Shit, I'll do it.
Hey.
I'd do it to Dusty. I go, "Dusty, I would suck your dick until..." Oh, yes, I'm going to get that girl up. You got to get that girl up.
Hey, Dusty, guess what? Take the bet, because Lucas hasn't even looked at his fantasy football. So you've got a really good chance
of taking
this.
It's week 5. I looked at it twice. Once after we drafted, and twice when I left that message from Brian. Oh. And I don't remember if I told you. His response was, "Have you ever heard of a guy named James Brown?" Not James Brown. I'm sorry. That's J.D.
Yeah.
Or what was it James Brown? The Browns. The running back who ends up being in I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker, and not Desperado, but George Clooney. What's it called?
Dude, I don't have a fucking idea.
You know!
And I don't give a shit. Here we go. So let's make this about us then. I propose that we just put some money down or something, but I'm sure that you two came up with something better. No, actually, we just reiterated what we just said, so move on.
How about those Indians, baby? Who gives a shit about the Indians? Nobody cares about baseball, Dusty. Sorry, fuck you about that.
Hey, did they even... Were they able to pull it off against the Yankees today?
Well, apparently they didn't make the playoffs, which only matters to Dusty.
No, they did make the playoffs.
I don't know.
They beat the Yankees yesterday, 12-3.
Okay.
But this is game two of this divisional whatever, and we don't even know if they've won, but keep
going. I don't care if they won, but... how about those Indians, baby? Browns are playing better this year, and the Buckeyes are number 4 in the nation right now. Damn, it's great to be an Ohio fan these days. Of course, they all seem to choke when you need them. See Cavs and Ohio State football and basketball teams last year for the choke proof. But it's still great right now.
I don't want to go into sports, obviously, because these are our Halloween episodes, but real quickly, and I'm sure you can agree with me, I really don't think, even though Ohio State is setting at number 4, they have any chance of getting to that championship game. And if they do, they're not going to be.
No, they have a chance. They're Ohio. They have. Hey,
dude,
it's Ohio.
Look, that whole ranking thing is.
I'm just saying, they have a chance.
Boston College, number 6. They went from unranked to all of a sudden number 6.
Once again,
watch how fast the top 10 shifts.
Anybody Boston College goes against, I will be rooting for Boston College.
What the fuck is a Buckeye other than the chocolate peanut butter fucking
dude,
candies?
Don't diss it, man.
I love Buckeye
Those
candy.
Those are the greatest things ever. Yeah.
To all of you that do not like sports, fuck you. And Linda, the listener that likes to email the USB, also, please email me, and I give Brian and Lucas permission to give you my email addy. I would love the chance to straighten your damn cum-guzzling dumbass out, you fucking cunt. May you die a slow, horrible, drawn-out death alone and in your own body fluids.
Okay, that's all. I'll be listening for the bet.
ODB. Germany is listening.
Germany is listening.
That's his punch phrase.
ODB.
Thank you.
Pussy.
Thank you, Christ. To our number one fan who finally wrote in. Because when we need someone to depend on, it's always Dusty, man.
Oh, definitely.
It's always fucking Dusty. So I will forgive you for liking the Cleveland Browns.
No, see,
I know he's
terrible.
Pissed about that.
Hey,
because
hey,
you hate my Redskins, but okay.
Wait, Mr.
Hey, but we love your dice bottle. Now, that will never, ever change, Dusty.
Of course. But Mr. Washington Redskins lover.
Yes.
He is of the same ilk. He is from the Ohio area. Therefore, he loves everything Ohio.
You know what? Then I respect it, and I retract my statement.
That's the only thing I'm saying, because he is strictly Ohio. He only goes with the Buckeyes. This is actually the first time I've seen him mention the Indians, because I didn't know he's a baseball fan. It's weird or not. The Cleveland Browns. He's everything Ohio. However, I would like to know his whole feeling when Cincinnati does go against the Browns. Who does he root for? Apparently, I'm guessing it's Jim Brown.
Jim Brown, there you go.
That's the one he was going against when you brought up your whole for our audience out there. Last time we recorded, which you still haven't heard yet you will hear before you hear this, because it hasn't been out yet while we're recording this, but it will be out before the last episode in this one. So you will hear it before this one, but you haven't heard it already.
Holy
right now.
Shit! In 11 innings, Cleveland beats the Yankees 2-1. They lead the series 2-0.
And I'm glad.
Hey, anyone that's beating the Yankees,
I agree.
Go for it. Kenny Lofton, you got a man in Kenny Lofton. I don't watch baseball, but Kenny Lofton, I was watching him last night in that
game.
Hell
yeah, Kenny Lofton.
Everything was going right for Cleveland in the fifth inning. I mean, every fucking thing was going right for them. Bottom line.
Yes.
So, yeah, enough about fucking baseball and enough about that.
Oh, Dusty. But Dusty, you're the one who first came up with the whole thing, the bet. So our bet still stands.
It stands. You either
because
go for it or don't.
Because you pulled a worse bet against us, which is actually getting somebody who we've only had on the show several times drunk enough to throw up. You're going to have to deal with that, or your end of the bet could be to come all the way to America to fuck my sister.
Yeah,
enjoy that.
It's really hard to get William to the point of puking.
Exactly.
We've gotten him so drunk to where he tries to, like, punch Lucas in the balls.
Yeah.
You can't get him much drunker than
that.
It's really hard to get him to puke.
Because I would have already killed him by then if he gets drunker.
So you think you got a hard one in saying a couple gay things who you should be secure in your manliness.
And if you'd like, I can give you a call if you'd like, Dusty. Or I could leave a message for your wife. Just, hey, that's what I should do.
I should
leave a message for his wife saying that I'm going to fight her for him.
Yeah, you should. You should call me like, I'm Dusty's lover.
Mrs. Dusty.
Mrs. Dusty.
You
Mrs. Have stolen future
my
Mr.
One
Dusty.
True love. He's the only one who can enter my anus. Come on now, Mrs. Dusty. I need my anus pleasure. Give me my Dusty.
Well, Lucas,
give me
this will
my
definitely
Dusty
change
now.
The minds of those who said that we were homophobic. Lucas, it's taken a year, but now you have changed the minds
of
Queer Wolf. The Queer Wolf. Hey, speaking of the Queer Wolf, we do tonight have
the
first.
Are you
going to
start it tonight? I didn't know when you were going to start it.
We have the opening intro. It's only about a minute, but we do have the first.
You want to go into it now while you're actually talking, just mentioning it? Because
yeah, sure.
We don't really have anywhere
See,
else.
See, there's our posters. See, we'll do that every week. For every two episodes we put up, there's our two posters. So there's the one for the sequels.
Dude, that picture is awesome. Orville will kill you all.
Yeah, Orville will. Children of the Corn 55, I cannot
fuck
fucking
yeah.
wait, dude.
But shouldn't it be like Children of the Corn 85?
Dude, if we were going to go by Orville's age, it would have to be like Children of the Corn 875.
That's true.
He's an old fucking dude. And then, of course, our little ghosties with their Jim Beam bottles for the ghost of Jim Beam Hill. And then next week, obviously, we're not going to tell you what it's going to be.
Can I admit something out in the open?
Yeah.
Next week, since these two episodes you've heard this week, or you've heard the last episode, which had a childish ending, yet Halloween related, and this episode's going to be ending the same way.
And hopefully every episode we have, because
that's what I'm going on.
That's how we roll.
Episode 3 of our Halloween series is going to be stolen. From the show which we do not speak.
Okay.
It's going to be stolen because every October they have quote unquote the Halloween spooks.
Uh-oh.
Halloween spooks.
Are they ninjas?
Outside window. Yeah.
They are ninjas?
No, they are not ninjas.
Are you going to dress as a ninja for Halloween?
I might.
Like a ninja that's a ninja?
I might.
Just a ninja?
If I'm a ninja, but it depends on how ninja I decide to be. If I'm a ninja that's a ninja, but I feel like I may be a South African ninja, I may just take myself black.
I don't know, but you have the demons rolling, man. They like that whole ninja on on ninja thing. They were getting a kick out of that. So, Lucas.
Yes.
Haunted houses, man.
Haunted house.
You know what?
The best haunted house, there's two.
No, real haunted houses. We're going for the real ones now. Not the fake ones yet. These are real ones.
Okay.
So when you think of haunted house, I mean, first of all, obviously the Winchester house. For anyone that knows,
I think of.
You don't think of that. Wow. I think of the Winchester house.
I know.
What do you think of?
The poorhouse.
Okay, I'm talking about a larger
scale
dipshit.
I know it's local, and I know that nobody else out there knows what the fuck I'm talking about.
No, they sure don't.
But I'm just saying, honestly, when I think haunted real house, I think of the poorhouse.
The poorhouse, no, but we're going to get to that. That's
okay.
our personal experiences.
Oh, okay.
But no, let's see here. I have a list. Actually, I think it came from hauntedamericatours.com. So everyone check out
haunted americatours.com.
Wow, here's a good one. The first one, or number one on their list of the top 10 best and most haunted ghost tours.
Okay.
Obviously, the ghosts of Gettysburg. Which, actually, when going through this, I was surprised how many ghosts and haunted houses
had to do with the Civil War.
No, actually don't. Oh. They're all Midwest and Western. And I'm like, are you shitting me?
How would their ghosts get that far?
But that's what I'm saying. This country was founded here.
Yeah.
All the history and death is here.
In Virginia.
We have dead bodies rotting in the ground everywhere.
Under my house, under your house, everybody's house.
2 miles down the road is the oldest maintained church in America. We are loaded with fucking hauntings.
Right.
And we're not in the top 10. Look, okay, so Ghost of Gettysburg, then New Orleans, Galveston, Texas.
But I do have to say this. Here's the two things that tie those two.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans, I can understand.
Because of all the voodoo shit.
No. It's because that whole area is more spiritual than most of America. As far as thinking in ghost forms and just thinking there's more to life than what we're going on right now. And,
hey, we should ask a Puss about this one. In the top 10, there's one called Parkersburg.
Okay.
Somewhere in West Virginia. So, Puss, if you know where Parkersburg is, let us know. Hey, well, we were looking through haunted cemeteries.
Right.
Hollywood Cemetery from Richmond was on there. Of course.
I believe it.
It's a big, big one. So here's the top 10 most haunted houses, though. Those were just like places. Galveston, Texas, New Orleans. These are, you know, full out. So the Myrtle Plantation, Louisiana. There you go. That's
okay.
The LaLaurie House, New Orleans, Louisiana. There you go.
New Orleans, I can see it.
The Whaley House in San Diego, California.
Can't see it.
Now, one of these, I think, is where Slipknot filmed or recorded that third CD of theirs, The Subliminal Verses. They recorded it in a haunted house. There was actually a review in Revolver where they talked about, like, not wanting to go in certain rooms of the house by themselves. And this is Slipknot. Yeah, they probably are a bunch of pussies that act hardcore, but that's beside the point. They're still grown men that are scared as fuck to go in this house by themselves. Let's see. Number four. There we go. The Winchester House. Do you know the story behind the Winchester House?
Yes.
That, if you don't know it, we're not going to tell you. Go watch Discovery Channel.
Yes.
Actually, right now, Discovery Channel and History Channel, if you want to know about this haunting shit, it's the best fucking
shit
to watch.
Are they doing it now?
All over it. Okay. All over it. Number five is the Stranahan House in Fort Lauderdale, which we were in Fort Lauderdale, and funny, no one ever took us to see that shit.
Yeah.
Number six.
Damn our forensic coach!
The White House.
Really?
Yeah, because you know how many interns have given blowjobs and been murdered secretly.
I believe it.
There's a bunch of ghosts smiling like donuts floating through the halls of the White House.
That I believe.
Number seven. Somewhere in Pittsburgh, and I don't know what it is. Number eight. Here you go, Dusty.
Fuck you, number seven.
The Franklin Castle in Cleveland, Ohio.
Congratulations, Dusty. You're close to something special.
And here we go. In Chicago, Hull House, like Night of the Demons. So somewhere in Chicago, there's this famous place called Hull House where there was believed to be a demon baby.
Really?
Yeah. But you're here. So I don't understand. Then again, you were able to travel across the country to walk around naked at that hospital.
I'm confused.
Don't you remember when you left Virginia to go walk around in high heels and shit at that hospital naked?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sure that it's possible that you were born a demon baby in Chicago at the Hull House and then slowly floated your demon baby way here to Virginia.
But I don't know if
I'm sure you're a demon baby.
In Chicago,
when we listen to you burp, I'm sure you're a demon baby, Lucas.
Well, I'm sure I'm a demon baby. That I don't doubt. But in Chicago?
This is... That's the sound of Lucas when he was a baby, crying. See? Now you tell me that's not a demon baby.
True.
Lucas is a demon baby.
But then again, your girlfriend does think I'm a warlock.
Which will come in good use later on in October. Later on in October, it will come in good use. Actually,
I'm not a demon baby. I'm a warlock later.
Yeah, so don't get discouraged that these episodes aren't as well produced. Don't get
discouraged when we put some kind of blame on me for being some kind of baby. Because I will be some kind of baby probably 3 out of the 4 episodes.
Yeah, we're gonna do some crazier shit. The closer it gets to Halloween, the crazier the shit we're going to try to pull on this. Right now, the craziest shit we're doing is drinking this magic hat.
And it's nasty
But
shit.
This one's not that bad. If I had to choose, I'd drink 2 number 9s to 1. Which one would you drink 2 of?
I'd beat both. I don't care if anybody come in front of me, I'd just slam it over the head.
Yeah, but if you had to choose 2 of the 9
here's the thing, they're both dry. Both what we just the whatever the fuck we just drank.
Jinx.
Yeah. And this, they're both dry.
You know what this tastes like?
Shit.
The aftertaste of 9 tastes like the aftertaste of smoking salvia extract.
No, it tastes like me smoking the asshole of Louis Anderson.
Have you smoked Louis Anderson's asshole?
Only once. Don't get me in a bunch of trouble. There was just that one time.
You're fucking crazy. All right. So, haunted attractions. Okay, let's slip over to not so much the real hauntings as much as the haunted attractions.
Okay.
Obviously,
if you're under the age of 9, go to Disneyland. They'll freak you the fuck out.
Yeah, they sure will. But there's one in... now, we don't know, and I don't know if we even have listeners in Pennsylvania or not.
Oh, we do. We have a listener in every state.
There's a little town called York, Pennsylvania that has a nice, nice haunted village.
That wasn't in New York?
Yeah, it was York.
Was it New York?
York, Pennsylvania.
I know it was York, but I didn't think that was in York.
Yes, it's right outside of York, okay. Pennsylvania. Because we were actually in Dallas Town for a competition.
I just didn't know that. And stayed in York, Pennsylvania.
I'm trying to think. If there's our fans in Atlanta, if anyone, I don't give a shit if you hate our show. If you are listening and you're anywhere near Atlanta.
Except Linda.
Go to Netherworld. It's just in Atlanta, Georgia. Look it up. You can probably find it. It's like one of the biggest, if not the biggest, haunted house attraction in America.
Really?
Netherworld is on every site I've been to. It looks badass. I even got to watch a couple clips on YouTube. The shit looks fucking crazy, man. So someone needs to go and check it out.
Awesome.
We actually have one that we might be able to get to.
I want to go to Dallas Town.
Well, that's what
we're not going to.
No, we're not gonna be able to make it to Dallas.
I know.
So we should try to go to Darkwood Manor since we propped it last year and
didn't
go.
Fuck Darkwood Manor.
Well, the only other one that I saw for us to go to.
Fuck it. No, no. The only thing we may go to is that zombie walk. That's it.
No. I got one for us.
Zombie walk's perfect. That's the only thing real hard props.
Look.
The only thing I would prop with.
In the top 10 from Haunt World magazine. It's a place called Spooky Woods.
You have a Haunt World magazine?
I don't know. It came from the internet. I don't
know. I don't know.
No, I don't get Haunt World.
That's cool.
No, I have to give the source so I don't get sued or some shit. You know, that's the source. It came from Haunt World magazine. I don't fucking get it. Do you see a subscription to it? Fuck no. Spooky Woods, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Okay.
It's been running for like 23 years. It's the largest outdoor haunted attraction in America. Now, I think it's kind of far for us to get to Greensboro, though.
But here's the thing. I know apparently they put a lot of money into it to make it the largest outdoor whatever in the world.
Haunted attraction.
Okay.
Yeah.
But are they smart enough to actually make it good enough to make it the best outdoor attraction?
Well, yeah.
In the world.
Like I said, Haunt World put it in their top 10 attractions. I actually think, as I... Let's see. Netherworld, the one I was talking about from Georgia, is actually number one. That one, what was it? Creepy, Spooky Woods, falls number nine. One over Universal Studios' House of Horrors in Hollywood, which is what Michael Carbone talks about, going to the Universal Studios thing. So Spooky Worlds in Greensboro has beaten it. Supposedly it's really good. It's even better than Booger Woods. And I think Booger Woods in North Carolina is by far the most terrifying fucking thing you can go to.
You know what I think we should do?
What?
Next year, start up about April.
Build our own?
No.
Oh, fuck. I was hoping you were going to say we could build our own.
Do we need to?
Why not?
Talk to the people downstairs.
What about
they have what we need as far as the mill, haunted house, the haunted mill,
and the haunted hayride.
Exactly. And actually just go ahead and give them a new design. And say, this will actually, if you can believe it,
they actually do change people. They actually do change one of their attractions every year. I
well, that's bullshit.
Up on their webpage. They fix up all of the attractions a little and change one completely every
year. Every single year that I went there.
It was the same?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I did too. Same thing.
Actually, every year.
I saw a really good one. If, you know, you're really convinced on this or really set on this whole Pennsylvania thing for haunted houses. Actually, if we just go to Philly, Eastern State Penitentiary.
Don't need Philly. Fuck but that. I'll let you go ahead.
Eastern State Penitentiary, all right, home of Al Capone, big places like that. It doubles as, you know, obviously it's a haunted prison, but they've turned it into a haunted attraction, and it is on the top 10 list in Haunt World as well.
Okay.
Eastern State Penitentiary actually looks really fucking scary.
I've looked down it, but that does sound pretty damn cool.
I wouldn't go to Philadelphia to fucking take a shit on a fucking sidewalk.
Fuck
but
that, dude.
I would go for
I'd
that.
Let you... Hey, I wouldn't let you do that. Or should I say, I would not let you do that under that circumstance. I'd still drive you over to Philly to let you shit on a sidewalk because it's only about 30 minutes away. But the haunted hayride slash chilling with the rapping guy from Crypts of the rapping Crypt Keeper.
The Crypt Keeper, yes.
The walking into the giant haunted farm.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get into the barns where it's all different Halloween or horror type movies. Reenacted right
I think
front
Lucas
of you.
Just vomited on himself. Hey, we're going to have to take a break real fast. This number 9 is making me have to take a piss.
It's
halfway through the show.
I've had
and
to
we'll
piss
come
for
back.
The last 30 minutes.
We'll come back for the second half of the show. Instead of 15 minutes, we've gone a full half the show. We'll come back for the second half.
But it's
half.
Okay. What you will catch when we get back, who the fuck knows? Because I don't. So enjoy it, bitches. Die.
Ooh.
And we are back.
Yes, we're back. We're back. Lucas. Let's shift into some of our personal hauntings.
Okay.
That might hit a little home.
Yeah.
Hit a little bit more. Whatever. I'm fucking been drinking these crazy nasty
I'm drunk
beers.
As shit. I mean, I've drank plenty
Look,
of Bacardi. Yeah.
It doesn't matter though. But a beer drunk is a different than a liquor drunk.
No, I know.
Same as one
but
night.
I'm not a beer drunk.
That's what I'm saying. Same as one night. We're gonna have to get wine because wine is an entirely different drunk.
Oh, dude, I love it. All you gotta do, don't drink wine. You just make a not a mojito.
Yeah.
Hey, it's not a mojito.
Yeah, but mojitos are awesome.
Yo,
and we
yeah,
are gonna
I agree.
Make them because I've got the mixers right over there. The Jones
the
soda,
Jones.
The Monster mojitos.
Yeah.
We're gonna have Monster
it's
mojitos one
just,
night.
All you gotta do, throw in some pineapple juice, orange juice, and a cheap ass box.
Yeah.
Yes. Box.
Boxed wine.
Of red wine.
Look, pineapple, orange juice, 151, and something else, and a lot of sugar is going to make our very own shot known as spinal fluid.
Sweet.
In one of these episodes, we're going to be taking beer bongs of spinal fluid.
Holy
through
shit.
The skull and spinal cord. I'm going to get that this weekend for us, the skull and spinal cord, and we're going to take spinal fluid shots out of a spinal cord.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow is right. So, Lucas, why don't you tell them about the one you brought up earlier?
Which?
What you think of when you hear haunted house. You think of poorhouse.
Yes.
Poorhouse. Back, everyone knows what a poorhouse is, obviously. But our poorhouse is a little... Everyone says it's a little different. It's a little haunted. Because, I'm not shitting you. Ours is fucking haunted.
Yes,
okay?
Because this is a place me and Brian tried to break into a couple times, and we were successful. We broke in.
We even got it on tape, which I'd love to get online, but it's not digital. That was before the days of digital recording.
I can still make it.
We can try, but...
I can do it.
It was before the days of digital recording. We
but
actually
again,
went in there and
it
caught it.
It was not before the days of people who you wish would not go and piss on the floor.
Yeah, we were with someone that was so scared to leave a room that she pissed on the floor in the room because she was too scared to leave the room.
Right.
But this was also the same day that we were all in the basement of this place and heard the furniture move.
No, that was just me, you, and somebody else. That was not when we were with them.
It was them, too.
What?
It was those two, yeah.
Okay.
So we heard... So we're in the basement, right? And now this is how, you know, everyone sits there and watches a horror movie, and they're like, oh, you stupid bitch, why are you running upstairs? Right. Why are you running upstairs? Okay, this is why. Because when you're scared out of your fucking mind, you don't think.
Yes.
We are downstairs, okay? This is how we got into the house, through the downstairs door that's broken open.
Right.
So we're in the basement of the poorhouse. We hear the furniture upstairs slide at least 2-3 feet across the floor. What do? We ran upstairs towards the fucking noise. Because that's what you do when you're fucking scared. So
it's not even like you're trying to run toward the noise. You're just trying to get somewhere.
And let me just tell you, friends or no friends, none of it matters when you're scared.
No.
Because all of us were pushing everyone else to the bottom of the stairs, even though we're all running up to
except
the noise.
Except for me!
Because Lucas hadn't heard the noise yet.
No,
he's still like...
No, remember, I heard the noise.
Oh, you
but
heard it.
I had the machete.
The machete.
I had a machete in hand.
What's more
which
terrifying...
Any kind of spiritual being that came with me trying to attack me, I would at least cut it in half for at least that millisecond to where it would come back together and kill me again. But I had the machete.
You know, it's...
So I felt confident.
Though, you know... I don't think it's as much of the demonic pictures drawn on the backs of doors in the house, or the or the blood stained floors, which could be puke or blood, we don't know, or the real gothic scary photos on the walls, the portraits that stare at you. I think it's just the fact that as
not
soon
to
as
mention
you,
the doll
on the couch
ceiling, and I had to burn because I didn't want it in my house.
It was a bad omen. No, I'm not kidding you. As soon as Lucas. Okay, here we go. Let's tell this little story. All right, so the first time we went in there, not shitting you, an old-fashioned clown vaudeville doll is sitting on the couch. Lucas decides it's going to be funny to steal this fucking thing.
Yeah.
So Lucas has it in his car, in his home, everywhere, right? We're talking about how this thing's freaking us out. It's a joke, right? We're joking it off. It's just a joke.
Yeah.
Not shitting you, all of a sudden... paranormal shit starts happening in Lucas's house because of this fucking doll. In his kitchen.
Well, that and the fact that my...
Well, that's what I'm going to add.
Okay. Okay.
In his kitchen, we hear what sounds like a rope.
Yeah.
With something heavy on it, pulling, swinging. And you could stand in his kitchen and hear it. You could look all around the kitchen and not find the source of the noise.
Right.
So we find out that Lucas's grandfather... great-great-grandfather, is actually the judge
right,
who sentenced the last hanging in Virginia.
America.
Yeah, in America.
Because the last hanging in America was in Virginia.
Actually, it's debated. If you look it up, it's between Roanoke and here. But regardless,
I'm just going off Williams.
Ours is more important. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you ask, and obviously there are some elderly people still alive today that were children during this hanging.
Right.
So, all of them will tell you that when this man was hanged, whatever, that the skies turned black.
Skies turned black, all the chickens came into roost,
and all the cows came into milk, whatever this whole redneck shit was. The thing was that he was a, his child was disciplined by the schoolmaster.
Right.
He didn't approve of this, called the schoolmaster out onto the front step the next day.
And he killed him.
And killed him. Lucas's grandfather sentenced him to be hung.
Yep.
He was the last man hanged. And ever since Lucas brought that doll into his fucking house, no shit, no lie, you can hear the fucking rope swinging in his kitchen.
Yeah.
So we did dispose of the doll. And Lucas, have you heard it since you
disposed of the doll? I have not. And I know you, even though it was only you, you're the only other person who went in there and
I fucking heard it.
I know you heard it. Same thing I
did. But I'm also the one that told you every time we went in there, I'd puke when we came out of this house.
Yeah.
Now, disclaimer, we usually were drinking to get the courage to go into this place. But I wasn't puking because I was drunk.
No.
That place made me sick.
Yeah.
Going into that building made me sick. It
was just, I mean, even me, I'm not a sick person as far as throwing up.
But he never gets sick, really.
I'm not, and no, it didn't make me throw up, but I did for some odd reason, and no, I am as big of a skeptic as you're going to find. I believe in a lot of shit that's just has no proof behind it, but for the most part, I really am the biggest skeptic you're ever going to find, because in case there is proof, there's no reason to believe it as far as I'm concerned, but, yeah, I mean, every time Brian and I went into this, we went in there three times?
Four.
Okay.
Counting the initial time, it was four.
Yeah.
The initial time, there was at least seven people with us, so it wasn't as scary as the other times.
However, I did have the machete.
But I think there's even been a time where it was just me and Lucas that went into this building.
We did go in there by ourselves.
So,
I don't know how to explain
it. There's no way to explain how terrifying this building is until they go in there. There really isn't.
And like I said, I'm not one. I believe in certain shit that could happen, but
there's a cemetery of dead children behind the fucking building.
Yeah, it's the feeling that I got. It's like either I'm just gonna. I didn't throw up there,
but
it was a situation where it's like, if I'm not gonna throw up here, I'm gonna throw up somewhere.
And there was one other place around here that did that to us. We were actually searching for a fabled place called Spook's Hollow.
Right.
Supposedly you go there and it's so fucking dark that you can't even see your hand in front of your face. So we're on the search for this place one night, and we are in the hills. When I say the hills, I mean we are in the boonies.
We know as far as what is supposed to be, where it's supposed to be, as far as we know what road we're supposed to be going on to go to this particular
place. Spook's Hollow. Yes. But we were looking for any hollow. Well, we found one. I can't remember if it was Sugar Hollow or what it was.
No.
This road ends, state-maintained ends. It actually turns into cut grass.
Right.
You cross a river.
Yeah.
And then travel through some more cut grass. Yeah. All phone lines end, everything ends. So we actually have to stop our car to move the rocks out of the riverbed so we can get through the river. So we are in an area where you don't want to break down.
Right.
Okay?
Well, naturally, yeah.
Me and Lucas are up here by ourselves.
And don't. I don't know if you would have, if you would have had your cell phone on you, but I know that cell phone that I had on me, and every cell phone that I've had does not work.
You would have had no service there. You would have had no service where we were.
Yes.
So me and Lucas are up there by ourselves, and we're driving down this grass path.
Right.
We drive by this bright orange house in the middle. I mean, there are no driveways. We are driving through grass. There is nothing up here. No reason for this house to be here.
Right.
We both fucking see it. I freak out so bad that I make Lucas drive by it. I wouldn't even drive by the building. So we drive by there and finally find our way back out of there. Well, we tried to take Dr. Dank up there at least 3 times.
Yeah.
All 3 times he wouldn't go. Almost to the point of tears and would make us turn back.
Right.
Well, one night we got him so stoned that he actually went all the way up there with us.
Right. That's right, yeah.
We tried to find this house to show him, and it's no fucking shit, it's not there. And no one, not even you fuckers that are drinking and listening to us, are going to believe us. But it was no longer there when me and Lucas tried to take Dank up there.
Yeah.
No
fucking
shit.
Hey, yes, you, everybody here,
I swear
drinkers,
to fucking Christ,
you
man.
You will see some shit from time to time. But I was not drunk at the time. I don't even remember if Brian was.
Fuck
but
no.
It doesn't matter. Because I do remember the house that he is actually describing. Now, if I could, I'm going to just tell you kind of a little bit about it. But it was a little white house at the end of the path. However, it did have the wooden, I don't care if you're in the city or in the country, I'm sure you've seen those good old wooden sides that are put up. And it had a wooden kind of bridge all the way down. Cut to the right, and there's nothing on the left except you'd see a couple of scary ass barns, which is nothing but you just see the plywood going on the left, going on the left, going on the left, plywood, 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 plywood. Just really expecting anything that could possibly come out of a barn to come out at you.
Oh, you're talking about the barn so close to the road?
Yeah.
These barns are so close to the grass you're driving in that you, the windows you pass, you know that an arm's going to grab you. I mean, you drive so close to these nasty, old, dilapidated buildings, and there's tons of them up there.
Oh, yeah.
Tons of them. So we actually even thought for a second maybe we took the wrong path.
Right.
I mean, there's not that many paths up here. It's grass.
But then again, we took so many in there.
And none of them found that house.
No.
Never again have we seen that house. But I swear to Christ, it was there that night.
I know it was. I remember you, actually, for some reason. Sorry, that was a burp. You all probably could not hear. But
no, you could not hear that.
It doesn't matter. It was deep within me.
But this was not Lucas's first time of dealing with this shit, right?
No.
Because before you came back home,
shit.
You were living in Richmond.
Yeah.
And you were actually living in a building that used to be, what was it now?
I'll explain everything.
Okay.
But let me just first explain the whole quote-unquote charisma. Not even charisma, but just
the aura of the building
thank
itself.
You, that's a better word. The aura of, that is Richmond, Virginia. Yes, that is the capital of Virginia. Richmond. There is this whole, I guess you could say, ghost tale or
there's quite a few in Richmond.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the curse of Richmond?
The curse of
that
Richmond.
Anybody that dies within
their spirit city limits
stays within city limits.
Exactly. Their spirit stays within the city limits of Richmond.
Which, if you just go look at murder per capita,
yeah,
you'll understand that means quite a fucking lot of goddamn
yeah.
dead people in the city
Trust
limits
me,
of
just
Richmond.
In the just in, the
just
time
in tonight,
that I was there.
There are probably 17 new spirits walking the 700th block of Fuck Your Mother.
I agree. Here's the thing. Now, when I got out of college, not only when I dropped out, but before I dropped out, when I...
You could have just said when you got out of college.
No.
Don't turn this into a public service announcement.
Hey, at that time I actually thought I was going to ECPI.
Now you're going to 2DPI?
I'm just going to...
Two Drunks Podcast International?
I'm just getting myself paid and just doing some shit, but... When I was in Richmond, the whole deal with Richmond, like we just said, if you die in the city grounds of Richmond, your soul will forever be trapped.
You're there to stay.
In the city of Richmond.
and you can go join the rest at Hollywood Cemetery.
Precisely. Which is in the city of Richmond.
Which is fucking terrifying.
Yes.
The statue of the dog that comes to life and chases people.
Yeah.
Not to mention, Richmond is the home of a vampire that lives in Hollywood Cemetery, supposedly.
Well, there's vampire here.
Well, we know that there are vampires in this neighborhood, Lucas. We've tried to kill them.
No, I'm just like, fuck being funny.
Supposedly, you're talking about the ones in the woods?
There are vampires here. I don't know if you knew.
How about the witches? Jennifer Shaver's parents. Okay, these are big Christians. Obviously, you know that.
Yeah,
these
I
people
know,
that
I
are
know,
listening
yeah.
don't know that. All right, we're talking about a family that's real Christian-oriented.
I mean, really.
So they're really skeptical. They don't believe in any of this shit, right? They told us the most true story about near where they live up in the mountains. We're pretty much where we were looking around at Sugar Hollow.
Right. It's pretty much the same area.
Same area.
Yeah.
They're a group that come down from New York and big cities and nice town cars and stuff called the Finders. They stay there for a weekend, and they live, like, outside of this cabin, and it's they do all this witchcraft shit up there in the mountains.
Right.
There's a lot of mountain witches around here. Because,
yeah.
see, we're in an area of the Appalachian Mountains that back in the, you know, whatever era, 50s, 60s, I don't fucking remember, when the government ran everyone off and made government land, the government parks, Shenandoah, all that. A lot of them stayed behind and have never seen civilization since. They just live up there as mountain people. We have mountain witches. We have mountain witches everywhere. And me and Lucas have driven to the far corners of this county.
Yeah.
And we dare not do it ever again.
No.
The night we drove past Graves was too fucking far. And you know it. Between Deliverance and every other horror movie, I just wanted to turn the goddamn car around. I just knew that someone was going to run out of a house and cut us the fuck up.
Yes.
I
mean, don't get me wrong. Yes, I know we are just one of 50 great states, but there's only 48 that matter.
But we're home of some pretty fucked up, scary ghosts.
Not saying it's the fucked up of this.
But it's pretty
fucked
up.
Please do not write in with the... Hey,
our town's more fucked up.
Write in anything you fucking want, but please don't just say, hey, over here in Delaware, we have some pretty fucked up shit. Go ahead and say that if you want.
Our town burned to the ground.
Yeah.
And we have a ghost because of it. Our town burned, like, all the way to, like, the only brick building that was in the town.
It was the courthouse, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it was the arcade.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're,
which isn't really an arcade for all you gamers out there. Sorry. No. It's just called
the arcade. It is actually just an arch.
Yeah, as a kid, I used to think, wow, we have an arcade. This is fucking awesome. No,
dude,
it's really not.
Hey, fuck you, Brad. Fuck you. You did not live in the town of Madison thinking, we have an arcade? What? And the first time I ever went in the arcade and smoked my... Let's see, it was after my sister... Probably my fifth cigarette.
And you realized there were no games.
Exactly. And I said, I'm just going to have to become a cigarette addict.
But if you were to walk just
but
about...
But I did see tits in that area. That was decent.
All you had to do was walk two more blocks, and you could have come to my grandma's restaurant.
Not at 11 o'clock in the morning.
And we had tabletop Galaga and tabletop Kung Fu.
Don't forget tabletop... Pac-Man.
Yes, I know.
No, you don't. You forgot it.
I did.
You forgot all about it.
I had forgotten. I remember Galaga, and
I do remember that.
Speaking of Galaga, because we have got to roll, because we are on our wits' end.
Holy shit!
But you know what? In our later episodes, we have a lot of leeway time, so we'll get back into more haunted stories because we have the entire Jack Farley saga to tell them.
Oh my god.
Ah, we are saving that shit.
Oh,
we're
hell yes,
shit.
We're saving. But.
Yes.
I would like to, since we did go into the Richmond, I will end this episode with my Richmond Chronicles as far as what I experienced.
Well, let us know. Tell us.
Yeah.
Tell us.
And that, and then me just saying all the shit that goes with the OKB.
Well, we gotta kind of, yeah, because we gotta do two other things before that. So tell
That's
us
fine.
The Richmond shit.
Okay, when I was in Richmond, the place where if you die, as far as this whole folk tale goes, if you die within the city limits of Richmond, your soul is trapped. It's not one of those situations like you see in the movie where you see, oh, I died here, so I'm only going to haunt here. Apparently, as far as this legend goes in Richmond, Virginia, our capital, that if you die in Richmond, you can go anywhere within the city limits of Richmond, but your soul cannot go any further. Now, I do believe I've told this story maybe once on the show, but I do not know if I told it completely. So, here you go. Here's my biggest haunted moment, as far as I know it. When I was living in Richmond, the place I was living in is right above the 3rd Street Diner. Now, if people are not in Richmond, or not in Virginia, let
they
me
don't
just
know what
say,
the 3rd Street
it
Diner
doesn't
is?
Matter. Because
it's great food. That's all that matters.
That, I agree with 100%. They
we
had
didn't eat there.
Fantastic
we
food!
We went to the 5th Street Diner, didn't we?
Dude, 5th Street Diner's better.
That's where we went, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 5th Street's better. Never mind. Go ahead.
No, it is better.
I know.
However, the one thing that 3rd Street has over 5th Street, the one thing
there's
I'm going to give Andrew credit for, is the gyro. It has a fantastic fucking gyro.
You mean gyro?
Fuck you.
I
guy.
Know. You knew I had to do
no,
it.
I know.
You knew
okay.
I had to do it.
It's okay. Basically what I'm saying is a lot of things as far as spiritually, as far as having a haunting that I can actually point to happened in Richmond. Now, one thing you have to know, if you're trying to picture everything, that really, in the apartment that we had in Richmond, all the doors were slanted. Why? Because it didn't matter. We enjoyed it. Everything was slanted. Any door was kind of tilted. But, like we had already known, anybody that dies in Richmond, their soul is trapped there. Now, before we tried to do any research in this place that me and three other people were paying $1,200 a week, month to pay for, before we had done any research, we had already heard our fat roommate, who I'm not able to say her name because I can't remember it, I think it's Jessica, but I wish her name was I Hope You Die. Because I do hope she dies.
I hope she dies. Fuck,
even have a cancer. Give her AIDS.
Wow.
Give her AIDS.
Give her the HIV?
No. I don't even want her to have HIV.
Why, she's not Magic Johnson. She can't get over AIDS.
I want to go straight to AIDS.
Okay,
I want her to die within the next two years. I don't care. She should die.
Jessica, bitch, you got AIDS.
Exactly. Die.
Die.
Please, die, die, die!
Die, bitch,
I know Casey and Chad, my two roommates, agree. Okay. Now,
the most haunted experience.
It has nothing really to do with the people that are in there.
Okay.
Even though the fat bitch, who we both just wish she died, she had seen before me and Casey had gone on the whole thing of trying to research everything, she had seen a Civil War soldier in bandages in her room.
Uh-huh.
Whether she was sleeping, waking up, or whatever, I don't know. But that's what she saw. Now, one thing you need to know for that story, and the story I'm going to give you, is that the exact address that we are located at, above the restaurant, 3rd Street Diner, below the 3rd Street Diner, used to be the morgue for the city. That plays a part, but that plays a part in later, which I'm not even going to go into, because while it does have a little bit of significance, not enough to talk about, really. But as far as where the 3rd Street Diner is located, that was, quote-unquote, from several encyclopedias that we had looked at, the cleanest private Civil War hospital that was going during the time of the Civil War, of course.
Wow. Yeah.
What?
I said, wow, yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Wow, yeah.
Wow, yeah. Awesome. What happened?
The caretaker for that particular area,
mm-hmm.
for the hospital / room to keep people who are waiting to die, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
They actually had a photo for on the internet. However, like I said, I wish I could say I'm pulling a big joke, but unfortunately I'm not. there's a guy I could deal with, didn't really care for fully, just say, come on in anytime you want. But it's a friend of my roommate, and he had come over. One night we got really fucking trashed.
Uh-huh.
And that night he had gone into our bathroom. And when he went in, he had told us, naturally after he came out, but when he went in, when he was about to take a piss or whatever he was doing, he looked in the mirror, in our shitty-ass little tiny mirror, and he saw, as he told us, a probably 80-year-old, 90-year-old woman, probably 5'9", 5'10", really short. Excuse me. But he had described her. Not only the size, not the width, but everything.
Her appearance.
Yeah.
Let me guess, you found her picture.
Yes, we did. We went in, we did a little bit more research. Not only on our property, but Third Street Diner itself. And that's where we find out, that's where we found out all of the information about how it, quote-unquote, is the cleanest private hospital during the Civil War.
So are you still skeptical after all this that you've
been
through?
I thought. I really do think this guy saw it. The lady that he saw, apparently, or as far as I'm putting together, is the lady who was running, quote-unquote, the cleanest private hospital in the North, I guess. Yeah.
South.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were the capital of the South.
I don't know what the fuck we
are. Yeah, you were the capital of the South.
And that's why I hate Kriglersville. Why are you going to say, hey, I'm with the South?
You mean Richmond.
No, I mean Kriglersville.
They're definitely
South. I mean,
South.
All those kids went...
I know.
You felt this because
they
you went
all
directly,
thought they were redneck.
You went directly into Wetzel, didn't you?
But we still got the influx of Kriglersville kids right in sixth grade.
Yeah.
I know, they're all creepy.
And I'm like, what?
But you know what? That's
okay, I'm Madison. You're Kriglersville.
But they
okay, I'm gonna kill
from,
you?
They come from a creepy area. Kriglersville school has got to be haunted as shit because of the cemetery.
It is. I know that's haunted because that cemetery, the only sign of it is haunted.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah.
All right, it's time to end our episode.
All
unfortunately.
Right, who's going to get
to? Well, first of all, before we even do the clock of ending, it's time for the first installment.
Oh! Rich!
It will be scripted from here. Well, after this portion of it, it will be scripted. This is just your nice little intro to what will be the four-part series, this, of course, included. So it'll be three parts after this. The Curse of the Queer Wolf.
Our story begins in the year 1472. At this time, there lived a mighty emperor named Luciano Insano. He ruled the remote island republic known as Gaypornia. The mighty emperor was a lonely one and longed greatly for a maiden. So one night, the emperor, disguised as a lowly villageman, prowled the local watering hole in search of a wife. That night, he returned to his castle with a mysterious woman named Raylina. Details that will not be discussed for listeners' sake ensued, and by morning, Raylina had moved on. While taking his monthly royal dump a couple days later that week, he happened to notice a set of teeth marks on his left ass region. After heavy investigation, long hours of research, and other bullshit too boring to talk about, Luciano came to the conclusion that, for one, he himself had not left the bite marks on his left ass region, and two, Raylina was not a Raylina at all. In fact, she, or he, was none other than Ray Buttranger, the leader of the small commune of forest dwellers that live nearby the castle grounds. Many of the townsfolk believe the forest dwellers to be none other than the mythical creature known as the Queer Shifter. The Queer Shifter is a creature that is believed to have the capabilities to transform from its faggish masculine form to that of a straight, beautiful female human. Much like other creatures of the Devil's Pet Collection, the Queer Shifter has the ability to give its curse to any victim it bites. Luciano, however, was the first exception. Somehow, the curse of the Queer Shifter had found a way to mutate Luciano's very DNA, creating a creature that had not been seen in this part of Gaypornia before. A creature known as the Queer Wolf. Make sure to check back next week for part two in the four-part series, Curse of the Queer Wolf.
Ow! There you go. The starting of Lucas's legacy.
Yes!
As the Queer Wolf. Lucas, give me a cry as the Queer Wolf. Thank you. All right. Now time for some more annoying decor as we prepare for the Undead Dojo. So ODB is the Undead Champion.
Yes.
You know what? And he's going against you.
You don't want to do that.
Why? You're dead.
I know, all right, but he's only going to get angrier.
Who else is dead?
We can put it, put me against
Art
him.
Art of Ruin?
No, put me against him, I don't care.
Well, oh. it was your story that set us off with the ghosts, so why not you? You're rolling for you.
No, you're rolling,
I'm rolling
for ODB.
For ODB. That's a 6-3-4.
That it is.
13.
Nope. Yes, it is.
That's a pretty good start there, ODB. Let's see what old Lucas has got up his sleeve.
4-3-4.
11. 11. Pretty close.
Close
game. And it is a 3-3-2, so it's an 8.
That it is.
So it's 21 for ODB.
It is a 6-4-2. That is a 12.
Ooh, 12. Putting you at 23. So, Lucas, you choose who goes first.
I'll go.
All right, Lucas is going to go.
I'm not going to just... Yeah, fuck it. Okay.
Wow.
Six.
Whoa.
I'm going to let you read it.
No. I'm going to let you read it. I see it. 6-6-4. That's 16. So, basically, he's got to get 18. He's got to get perfect sixes
he's
to beat
get
you.
6-6.
And it is a 3-4-1.
Yes!
Dusty, you're back in the grave.
Don't fuck with me, Dusty.
Lucas is Undead Dojo champion right now. Even in death, Dusty, you cannot destroy Lucas.
Play it!
Thank you, Vincent Price.
Okay.
It's time. Lucas, give them their information.
It's time to get kind of sullen.
Give them their information.
Kind of melancholy. Kind of sorrowicious. Everybody. Please. This is the only time we're begging. And I'm here. Wait. Do you hear this, everybody? You hear that? It's my chair. It slid to the side. I'm on my goddamn knees, even though I play baseball through my youth, and now my knees hurt whenever I get on my knees. But I'm begging you. Please, vote. It's fucking October.
Lucas,
go to Podcast Alley and search for Two Drunks.
I don't know what happened while I was gone, but Lucas is on his knees.
Because this right now is my least comfortable stance, because when I played baseball, my knees really got fucked up.
Yeah.
And this is really the only time you're ever going to see me on my knees.
Hopefully I never see you on your knees.
And here's me just begging.
You
missed
hope.
Me begging.
Oh, shit. To our audience
to vote for us in October.
That's a good idea.
At Podcast Alley. Go to Podcast Alley. Put in drunks. Put in two drunks. Put in anything that has to do with drunks. And find us. And then vote. If not, then fuck you. I hope you die. Cancer. Oh, no. AIDS. Gotta get AIDS. Find your way to get AIDS if you don't vote and die. Just die.
No, that's a good idea, Lucas.
Because if you're not dying, I don't want you listening.
No.
In case you have voted, if you have voted, then you can listen and not die.
We only want dying people listening to this show.
Precisely.
So, we will be back next week.
Right.
Two more Halloween episodes, a couple new features for our Halloween episodes.
No, dude, next week is going to be much better.
Oh, of course. We're going to have some crazy Halloween shit coming your way.
Yes.
So now we're going to end it with, as Lucas promised, another vintage Halloween song.
Even though I did not promise it, you promised it.
No, actually, you said it.
Did it? Okay.
Yep. We'll be back next week. Have a good one, people.
Peace out. Biatch!
Spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul, seal your doom tonight. Spooky, scary skeletons speak with such a screech. You'll shake and shudder in surprise when you hear these zombies shriek.
We're so sorry, skeletons, you're so misunderstood. You only want to socialize,
but I don't think we should.
A spooky, scary skeleton shouts startling, shrilly screams. They'll sneak from their sarcophagus and just won't leave you be.
Bags of bones seem so unsafe, it's semi-serious.